As I was working on things this week, I got another idea for my sermon. So my sermon title is a little different from the one that's listed in there. It's called God's GPS. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peggy, we got a problem. The brake light just went on. The warning bell is on, and I brake pedal hit the floor. I don't know what's wrong. I called U-Haul, and they said that there is a repair shop, but it's about 10 miles away from us, so I got to figure out where it is. So give me a moment here. Okay. Peggy, I can't find it on the map. I don't know. I don't know where it is. Why don't you use your GPS on your phone? You know, isn't that the way it goes? I didn't grow up with a GPS. I don't think of it. But isn't that direction finder right there with us all the time? Sure it is. Takes more time to put the map together and take it apart than it does to do the sermon. You know, but folks, isn't this the same thing that faced the apostles that day? You know, the apostles were with Jesus. And part of the readings that we have that come out of the book of Matthew deal with a lot of the times that the apostles just don't get it. In fact, they didn't get it until they were in the locked room and the Holy Spirit finally came upon them. You know, all this time, they expected to see an earthly kingdom, and Jesus being the king, and all this other stuff going on. But they didn't understand Jesus. They were more afraid of offending the Pharisees than they were in following Jesus. You know, one of the things we forget is Jesus was a real person. He ate. And being a man, what goes in must come out too. In fact, he even says it in Scripture. It goes into the service, doesn't it? You know, if Jesus had flatulence, would it be holy gas? You know, but it helps us to remember he is a real man. And he has just the same things that we have. But he wasn't afraid of offending the Pharisees. It was the apostles. I know many of you have used the phrase, that's the blind leading the blind. And folks, this is where it comes from in this section of Scripture. But Jesus looked at the Pharisees as people who were lost and blind. But unlike the apostles in the pericope, the Bible readings are called pericopes, okay? Or pericope, it all depends on what pronunciation you're using, but it's the Bible story. But they were missing something, weren't they? They weren't following Jesus. They were missing God's GPS. Yet when we sing the hymn Amazing Grace, the message in this song is this: I once was lost, but now I am found. He saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. With Jesus, we have direction. We're following God's GPS. I believe the second part of our gospel reading addresses this subject. We have the story of the Gentile woman who was asking for forgiveness and the removal of the demons who were plaguing her daughter. I find Jesus' response interesting, don't you? He doesn't respond to the woman and ignores her, just stands there. Now, I don't know about you, but that sure doesn't sound like the Jesus we know and love, does it? All right, so why does he do it in this manner? Here's what I think. That lesson is not for the women. That lesson is for the disciples, who again don't get it and are just as lost as that Gentile woman. They start urging Jesus to send the woman away from him because she is a pest. Come on, get rid of her, Jesus. Tell her to leave. We don't want her around us. Now the lesson. Jesus tells her that he was sent only for the people of Israel. And remember, she's not a Jew. She's a Gentile. So what does that scripture say? Let's refresh it. And then Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel. But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, Lord, help me. And Jesus responded, it isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. But how does she respond? That's true, Lord. But even the dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table. And how does Jesus respond? Dear woman, your faith is great. Your request is granted, and her daughter was instantly healed. You have to remember that the apostles were standing there and witnessing this conversation between Jesus and the Gentile woman. After telling her he was not there to help her, but to help Israel, did she stop talking with him and leave? Scripture tells us that at that point, she worshiped him. She worshiped someone who had just rejected her. Why? Because her faith was great. She believed in Jesus. It doesn't make any difference what he did. She believed. And she believed in God's GPS. Well, I think that Gentile woman is a great example for us. We worship Jesus, not to get something from him, but to praise him. When he blesses us, it's an added benefit. In the offertory in the Old Green Hymnal, we have this song. What can I offer to the Lord for all his benefits to me? Folks, it's what we receive that we say thank you for, not what we want. Does that make sense to you? So God's GPS is not about expecting things from Jesus. We don't earn a paycheck from him. But we are rewarded when we follow the gift of faith we have received from Jesus. And remember, faith comes to us through the Holy Spirit. It is a gift. When the woman says that even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table, equating herself no better than a dog. What does Jesus do? He rewards her for believing in him. Her faith created the situation. Her faith was in her heart. Her faith was God's GPS working in her. Folks, our relationship with God is through the Holy Spirit, his GPS that leads us in the right direction. And we know this as the sanctified lifestyle that the Catechism teaches us about in the third article explanation of the Creed. Now, we're going to say that Creed in just a few minutes after my sermon and after the sermon end. But why is it important? Because it explains the benefits to us of our shared Christian faith in Jesus Christ. It's God's plan for us, his GPS, that leads us from being lost to being found through our faith. I know many of you know what I'm talking about here, because you went through confirmation. Some of you haven't. But for some of you, how long was confirmation? 50 years ago? 60 years ago? 70 years ago? One of the things I found as a pastor, that every time I teach it, I learn something new too. And it was interesting because I was teaching confirmation to a 25-year-old here for the last 4 weeks. And her grandmother came, and she had told me it had been almost 50 years since she went through confirmation. And we're sitting here talking, and she kept on saying, I didn't know that. And I said, well, look at the Bible verse right here. And she said, it's listed right here. I said, when's the last time you looked at the catechism? You know, the catechism is not anything fancy. All it is the verses from the Bible that tell us what we believe as Christians. And how much have we forgotten because we don't look at that? So, today, to finish my sermon, I want to read that last part of the Apostles' Creed and Luther's explanation for it. Let me read God's GPS. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now, what's that question that's always asked? What? One person, what's that question again? What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. You notice at the end of the communion last night, may this body and blood keep you in the one true faith. Okay? That's where this comes from. And even the same way as he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. And on the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Jesus Christ. This is most certainly true. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for placing the shining light of your GPS in our lives. Your Holy Spirit, help us to faithfully follow him and serve you in a righteous manner. And the people of God respond.